Brilliance Audio presents Double Fault by Lionel Shriver. Read by Renee Roudman.
To Jonathan, whose real name I may use so rarely to save it for special occasions, dedicated in the fervent hope that we will confine this plot to paper. Author's note: in the interests of storytelling, the tennis ranking system has been simplified in this novel. Readers curious about the complexities of national versus international rankings or the WTA versus Virginia Slims computers should consult the copious nonfiction on the subject. A few additional liberties have been taken, for Double Fault is not so much about tennis as marriage, a slightly different sport. Rarely do you get something if you want it too much. There isn't a tennis player in the world who can't tell when an opponent is frightened. Ted Tingling. Chapter 1. At the top of the toss, the ball paused, weightless. Willie's arm dangled slack behind her back. The serve was into the sun, which, at its apex, the tennis ball perfectly eclipsed. A corona blazed on the ball's circumference, etching a ring on Willie's retina that would blind spot the rest of the point. Whack! Little matter about the sun. The serve sang down the middle and sped, unmolested, to ching, into a diamond of the chain-link fence. Randy wrestled with the pen-four. It gave him something to do. Willie blinked. Never look at the sun had been a running admonition in her childhood. Typical, from her parents. Avert your eyes from glory. Shy from the bright and...